Now some futurist ideas from the past. And we're going to chat with a man who collects forecasts from the last century, or even before that, of what our century would look like. That collector's name is Matt Novak. He blogs about retro tech on a site called Paleo Future. And Mr. Novak joins us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Michelle.
Can we begin by exploring one of the things that you see everywhere right now? Almost everyone seems to own one, a cell phone. Was that predicted years ago?
It was. You know, in the Washington Post in 1910 ran an article called Your Own Wireless Telephone, which pictured a guy with a big box and a phone headset, and it was attached to his umbrella.
That picture is quite inventive. However, it looks nothing like the cell phones that we all carry around right now.
Right. Although the article did predict that the housewife of the future would be calling up the husband and saying, stop at the butcher's shop. So that one might be accurate today.
These days, a lot of people are reading newspapers, looking at a small screen, sometimes looking on their cell phone, sometimes looking at a computer screen, sometimes now looking at an iPad or a Kindle or laptop computer. This was also predicted?
Yeah. The Futurist magazine predicted the electronic newspaper.
Why were they thinking it this way in 1978? Because it seems like that was at a point where newspapers were riding high.
Yeah, I think that there's always going to be people looking towards the future and taking that next step. Newspapers, like I said, putting that on the screen was just an extension of this ubiquity of television and the excitement of the personal computer that was just on the horizon.
Can I just throw out a couple of things that are pretty commonplace in our times and get a sense of what people might have been thinking about, or if they were on the horizon for folks that were making predictions years ago? I want to begin with GPS.
GPS. Well, everything was a big box when it came to mid-20th century technology. There was actually cartoons. One of my favorite cartoons in late 50s, early 60s was called Closer Than We Think. It was syndicated by Chicago Tribune, and they imagined this global positioning service that, granted, it would have to bounce off of satellites that would then talk to these large boxes. But you did see this idea of being able to know where you are at any given moment.
Any predictions about flat screen televisions?
Lots, actually, in the 70s. Again, as we were talking about the newspaper making its move to the screen, the late 70s, early 80s was the heyday of large screens, and not necessarily flat all the time, but people thought that we'd certainly have many more screens.
Cars that talk or do all kinds of other things?
You know, the car was supposed to talk with the highway. There's a great old Disneyland TV episode called Magic Highway USA, which was in 1958, where the car, you know, the freeway, you'd be going 200 miles an hour, and your car would automatically talk with the freeway and adjust accordingly. You know, you wouldn't even have to steer or anything. You'd be able to hold a conversation. The piece talks about being able to hold meetings via video phone, which was another popular prediction of the 20th century.
Well, Matt Novak, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Matt Novak is the founder of the blog Paleo Future. That's a chronicle of past predictions about future technology.
And don't forget, we also have a blog for All Tech Considered. Today, you'll find a post about an internet campaign that's gone viral. It's in response to a recent statement from an Iranian cleric. He claimed that women who do not dress modestly can cause earthquakes. The internet campaign is encouraging women to show their cleavage today. You can read more about it at npr.org/alltech.
This is NPR.